My name is Adam Keene. I'm 23 years old. On June 28th, 2012, I interviewed Chef Alfredo.
I was born in the Bahamas, in a place called Mastit Point Andros. Small community where everybody knows everybody. And the school I went to, we didn't have no bathroom. We didn't have no bus. Everywhere we go, we had to walk. And at that time, if you own a bicycle, figure you're one of the rich people on the island. We did good. We never won for anything, you know, because that's all we had. But I think I had different vision at that age. It just seemed like that island there or that parish there was too small for me. I had to get out of there. And that's make me leave there. Not that I was hungry or I didn't have no clothes to wear or anything like that. I just felt I need to move on. I left Andros when I was 14 years old, and I went to the capital, which in that is Nassau, NP, Bahamas. So I stayed in Nassau, but for 3-4 years. And I got a job on a sightseeing boat taking passenger from Nassau to Paradise Island. This particular day, this man and his wife, they was going to Paradise Island. I took them there, however. And on my way back, then they said to me, you know, me and my husband, we was talking about you, and we like you. And we was wondering, would you like to go to the United States to be our chauffeur and butler? I didn't know what to say at the time. So I went home, tell the old lady about it, and she said, oh, those people are always talking foolish. I said, well, I don't know. She said, well, if you feel that way about it, get yourself together. She pressed me some nice clothes, make me look very, you know, very presentable. I went to the hotel where they was, and sure enough, he said to me, yeah, we want you to come over to the United States. We want you to come and be our chauffeur. And I said, okay, fine. So I came to the United States to Fort Lauderdale. And then in 1976, a lady by the name of Thelma Bell called, and she said to me, how you like to go to Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh? Who, me? I don't know nothing but Pittsburgh. The only thing I knew about Pittsburgh at the time was the Steelers and the Pirates. I didn't know nothing but Pittsburgh. They said they will take care of you. So after a while, I agreed. You know, they moved me from Florida to Pittsburgh. So I said, well, the best thing for me to do is to go and find myself a job, which I did. And I set my goals in Pittsburgh in 1976. And my goal was, I want to own my own place. I want to be in the newspaper. I want to be on TV. And I want to be a caterer. And I achieve them all. Achieve all the goals because I find a way I fit in Pittsburgh. And I never look behind. So Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat. And I growed and growed and growed and growed. In 9 years' time in Pittsburgh, I landed my own place in Swissville, and I named it Buckingham. That's my first place in Pittsburgh. In 1985, I landed that business. And I stayed there for 13 and a half years, and I outgrew the place. And from there, I went to Homewood. And I stayed in Homewood another 12 years, there right there on Dallas Avenue. And I had a place there called, it was Buckingham, but I put my name up front and I said, Alfredo's Buckingham. And after that, then I wanted to quit, which then I did quit because I want to retire, get out of the food business. But something keep telling me, no, you ain't over yet. You ain't over yet. Something wrong with you. But I'm heading to Hazelwood. I like to do the same thing in Hazelwood. I see it's a need for such eatery business, because I went to Hazelwood many times. Matter of fact, I attend church there in Hazelwood. And not only a restaurant, my goal in Hazelwood is to teach the young brothers and sisters the art of cooking, because I see it's a need. I don't want to go to a place where you're not needed. I want to go to a place where you need it, because if you need it, I believe you'll be successful. Hazelwood need a change, and I believe with bringing such eatery place to Hazelwood, it will do it all the good in the world.